This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank, Governor Nathan Deal, and others announced the outlines of a deal for a new downtown stadium for the Atlanta Falcons today. Many details need to be worked out, but at least we now have the beginnings of what the financing will look like. Among those looking at some of the questions ahead, Benjamin Flowers. He is an associate professor in the School of Architecture at Georgia Tech, and he looks especially at skyscrapers and stadiums. Professor Flowers, welcome. Good to have you. You do look at the big stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Good to be here.
This deal talks about financing primarily, but what are the biggest questions you would have aside from, okay, are you going to get city council approval, the political part? What are the architectural, social, infrastructure questions you have?
The interesting thing about this announcement is that it deals almost exclusively with a discussion of how the financing of the construction of the stadium will take place. But it says very little about the nature of what that financing is actually going to build. So we know that the primary issue that the Falcons have focused on is a retractable roof, but it doesn't tell us anything about how that structure will sit in the location it's in terms of how it will address some of the onerous conditions that the Georgia Dome imposed on its neighboring community. How will it shift the kind of obstruction of traffic and congestion that stadiums bring to bear? But the other thing that's very interesting to me is that the discussion touches not at all on what I think is the much more critical issue, which is revenue. It's still the case that the public is spending $200 million at a minimum to subsidize approximately a $1 billion project, but it's not clear what, if any, share of the revenue of the stadium the public is entitled to as a result of that. The financing deal that's been announced today is among the better of the worst kinds of examples of public financing. And in some ways, some aspects of it seem quite promising, especially the portion of the infrastructure upgrades that the Falcons have proposed paying for, some $50 million.
Let me interrupt you for a second,
sure.
Because doesn't that answer part of your question about traffic and other impacts?
Well, it would if we actually knew what the cost of infrastructure upgrades were. And right now, the only number that's been put out is an assessment that infrastructure upgrades tend to run approximately 1% of the total cost of construction. But that's merely an estimate based on previous examples, and it doesn't have anything in specific to do with the nature of what's being done here, in part because no one knows what's being built because there are no formal designs for the stadium. So it's impossible to say, not knowing the site, only generically having a sense of where the site is, and not knowing what is actually being built, to estimate reasonably what infrastructure upgrades might run.
Let me ask the question that I think someone certainly sitting in the mayor's office would ask of someone who has questions like yours, for instance, or like mine, which is, if this is not done, if this deal is not done and the stadium goes somewhere else, or worst case, the Falcons go somewhere else, aren't we worse off?
Well, it's very difficult to objectively figure out a way to assess that question because the counterpoint question would be if the legislature had not in 2010 voted to extend the hotel-motel tax and continue to restrict the portion of that funds that goes towards stadium construction to stadium construction alone, but instead had said, let us put those items to other costs, to other uses, the impact of that might outweigh the losses associated with the Falcons leaving. The other thing is to be realistic about how likely is it that the Falcons will leave. There's only a limited number of municipalities large enough to support a franchise, and the number of those that have legislation in place to allow for public funding is even fewer. So there might be lots of places that say, sure, we'd love to host the Falcons, Clayton County, or perhaps some other location. But the likelihood that they would actually be able to provide equivalent funding that this current proposal brings to bear is slim.
So bottom line, and we've got about 10 seconds here, you have kind of a mixed view of it at this point, and there are other questions before you get an idea yourself whether it'll work.
Well, I think it's important to remember that corporate welfare exists in a lot of different forms. It exists not only for team owners, but it exists for other corporate actors as well. This is simply an iteration of that. as a person who studies stadiums, I think they're fascinating places. I think they're wonderful secular cathedrals. I think the role they play in urban life is really critical. I just think that when public funding is involved, a higher degree of expectation on in terms of what benefit the public receives in terms of that funding should be at the forefront of the discussion.
Benjamin Flowers is an associate professor in the School of Architecture at Georgia Tech. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll check back with you.
My pleasure.